Welcome back to the Press Box and our weekly Saturday racing preview show. And my great friend, my host as always, the lovely, the talented, the always effervescent, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker. Dave?
Thanks, Gener. We appreciate it. And boy, what a great day now. Okay, so you can get all Gene's picks from the PressBoxLTS.com. You can bet on the ponies as we start the road to the Kentucky Derby. You got a little Kentucky and Auburn basketball. And then you can watch the Bengals try to win their first road playoff game in history. Great day to rustle up some beans or some chili. Stay in the house. Stay on the iPad. And we'll help you out by telling you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Mr. McLean, as we mentioned, the road to the Derby, okay, the current points leader, Papacap, headlines a field of 9 3-year-olds at the $200,000 Grade 3 LeCompte at the Fairgrounds Racecourse and Slots.
Buzzy Baker, this really is meaningful in many ways. It really legitimizes the road to the 2022 Kentucky Derby. It starts with real earnest and real seriousness starting right here, right now.
Okay, so tell us about Papacap. Tell us about this field.
You know, a lot of people are saying it's kind of a two-horse race between him and Epicenter. You know, I think it's deeper than that. I think it's probably a little better than that. You know, Papacap was a sprint winner in his debut at Gulfstream Park back in May of 2021. He's a Florida bred. He's raced in 4 graded stakes in California since then. He did win the Grade 2 Best Pal at Del Mar. Most recently finished as the runner-up to Corniche in the both the American Pharoah, the Grade 2, and the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. So he's been able to stretch out from that sprint debut back in May at Gulfstream. Obviously, Corniche has not gotten any points for this Derby because he's trained by the embattled Bob Baffert, who is not allowed to have a horse in the 2022 Kentucky Derby, according to Churchill Downs and all of us that agree with that decision.
Right.
So not going down that rabbit hole today, although I've been down there on many occasions prior, but Papacap seems by virtue of his resume to have to come into the race legitimately as the horse to beat. You know, the second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile puts that really authentic certificate of authenticity on him. Trained by Mark Cassie. He has said ever since the Breeders' Cup that he was headed to the Fairgrounds. He's had a lot of success in the LeCompte and the Risen Star in the past. He had War of Will that raced down there and Wonder Godot, who was in the Oaks, runner-up in the Oaks. So he's had some really nice horses to run at the Fairgrounds. This horse has to be considered as the morning line and post-sign favorite, I think. Joe Bravo is going to get the ride again. He's been riding the son of Gunrunner. And, you know, he's been made the 8-5 favorite. Now, is he all that and a bag of chips? And I think there's a big difference between running as 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds and at transition. But I think he is legitimate in terms of the horse to beat. But can he be beaten, Buzzy? And I think he can. And I think I will try to do exactly that.
Okay, so how are you going to try to do that, my friend?
Well, I think that, you know, the leading horse, I think, is Epicenter. He'll be going for his 3rd straight win for trainer Steve Asmussen and the Winchell Thoroughbreds ownership team here. After breaking his maiden on the lead, the son of Not This Time really dominated the Gunrunner Stakes down at the Fairgrounds. So, 1, he has a win over the track. 2, he has a win already this year. And he set just off the pace and was in a nice stalking position. And he drew away by 6.5 lengths in that particular win. So, Buzzy, you know, I think this horse really is starting to exceed and start to improve. You know, the one-turn mile, he draws on the outside. when he, you know, he drew on the outside when he broke his maiden at Churchill Downs. But I just think this horse is on the improve. You know, Winchell has a way of breeding some really nice horses. They ran Gunrunner. They own and now in partnership with Three Chimneys. They also owned and ran Tappet, now one of the greatest sires of all time. They'll get Joel Rosario, probably the leading rider in the world, up. And I just think that he is my horse to beat in here in the Grade 3 La Comp 6.
Okay, so, of course, you can get Gene's picks for this big day at the fairground and so much more. You can get all of that right here at thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, and by the KTA, the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, time for you to get some rest. Here's hoping you and yours have a fabulous weekend. And as always, may the Haas be with you.
And with you as well, my friend. May I mention one other horse in the Le Comte before we...
Please mention one other in the Le Comte.
There's a horse in here I'm going to team up with our great friend by the name of Cyberknife. Cyberknife is going to get the blinkers this time from trainer Brad Cox. And so I'm going to use him along with Epicenter. Cyberknife ought to be able to get some good odds. Horses run kind of erratically, kind of inconsistent, but Son of Gunrunner will get the blinkers for the first time since his debut. He did run in the debut with him, but they took him off. Gets those back. I think this horse could be a real nice price. Could be a surprise. I will tell you, we're on a real roll on our Saturday racing preview pick.
Yes, we are.
Three in a row, my good friend. Let's make it four.
Sounds great, my brother. I love you. Have a great weekend.
You as well, my friend. See you soon. And tell the lovely Donna hello.
Absolutely. Same to Lele. See you.
See you, brother.